Kum lerna block the murder. We're up to the chaf on the base, the very bottom of the Mishnah. Ein maskidim lehem botim be'eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to rent to a goy a house in Eretz Yisrael. We just learned before you're not allowed to sell them a house because loyse chanim lesitilem chanoy. You're not allowed to give them a resting place. So you're not allowed to rent either because a gzeira de rabbanon. If we allow you to rent in Eretz Yisrael a house to a goy, next time you'll sell. The ain tzarich leimer, and surely it's forbidden sod as a field. A field is even worse than a house. Why is a field worse than a house? Because a field has two problems. One problem is you're giving them chanoya be'erjus, so I'll give them resting place in Israel. The second problem is, as a result of the guy moving in, you're removing the mitzvah of meiser. And because yesh kinyan la'akum la'havkiya meiser, if a guy owns land in Israel, you put it for meiser. So you just took away some meiser from Israel. Uve Surya, however, when it comes to Surya, maskidin lehem batim, when it comes to Surya, we rent houses. Surya is different than Israel. Why is Surya different than Israel? Good morning. Why is Surya different? We're just brushing up. Why is Surya different than Israel? Because Surya was conquered by David HaMelech and is considered Kibush Yochid. Kibush Yochid means an individual conquered it, and there's a machlekish if Kibush Yochid is considered, does it have the same kedusha like Eretz Yisrael or not? Why should Dovin HaMelech be any different? Either because Rashi said he didn't have the Urim V'Tumim and 600,000 with him, or like Taisa says, the Eibush said, you didn't conquer the whole Yerushalayim yet, why are you already conquering, expanding your boundaries? Okay, over Surya, Maskin Lebotim, in Surya, they rent houses in Surya, allowed to, since it's not really Eretz Yisrael, so it's two steps away. You're not allowed to sell a house in Surya because next time you sell a house in Israel. But you're allowed to rent because two steps away. Aval Le Sodas, but fields you're not allowed to because fields had the two double Gzeira, therefore we're Machmer. We're Chof Alvam and Al, the very top of the page. You shouldn't sell any land in Eretz Yisrael, so you shouldn't sell them houses. Nor can you rent. There is no other Gemara, so we'll have to find more. Uve chutz la'aretz, and in chutz la'aretz, tomorrow I'll bring my own Gemara. Uve chutz la'aretz, moichin lehem, but in chutz la'aretz, just two steps away, moichin lehem batim. Rameir holds you're allowed to even sell houses. Rameir holds you're allowed to sell a house. And, Yim, you're going to have to look in with Yehuda. Tomorrow Mishnah, I'll bring my own Gemara from home, so we'll have this big Gemara. But I will. Do you have it? Oh, you have it right here. Brilliant. Okay. Don't say about bringing another table there because you saw what happened last time. Okay. Now, in Chutz Laretz. In Chutz Laretz, Rameyeh says you're allowed to sell them houses because it's two steps away. You have Surah in Eretz Yisrael. You're allowed to sell them Chutz Laretz. Umaskidin sodas, but fields, because fields were more machmer, a field, selling the field in Eretz Yisrael to a goy, not only are you selling him land in Eretz Yisrael, but also you're removing, eliminating the mitzvah meiser. So therefore, even the Chutz Laretz, they were only allowed to rent, but you're not allowed to sell. If you sell Chutz Laretz, even those two steps away, we're scared. Divrei Rameh. Rabbi Yosi is more lenient. Rabbi Yosi says, in Eretz Yisrael, maskidin lehem batim. You're allowed to rent houses. Well, you're not allowed to sell, but you're allowed to rent. We're not going to make that gzeira, buy a house. But lo yisodas, by field, because of the double chumrah, because you're giving them land and you're taking away maisa, then we will be machmed. In Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to rent them fields. But Surya, which is a step away, which doesn't have the same kedusha, and there's only the rabbanon, moichrim batim, you're allowed to sell houses. You're allowed to even sell the houses because it's a step away. Umaskin is the fields you're only allowed to rent because even though the whole use of selling is only rabbanon because we're scared because of double chumrah. But chutz la'aretz moichin eilu la'aretz, sell whatever you want. Then we say, av b'mokim sha'amru lahaskin, even those places we say you're allowed to rent, so it's clear. What do you mean, those places? If this part of the mission is continuation, Rabbi Yosi, he just said you're allowed to rent everywhere. Even in Surya, you're allowed to, even at Yisrael, you're allowed to rent. So obviously it's not Rabbi Yosi's Rameh who said that in Eretz Yisrael you're not allowed to rent. So therefore Abba Mokim Sha'om is going to place you're allowed to rent, not Eretz Yisrael, but outside Eretz Yisrael, loy lebeis dira omru, we don't mean renting them to live because they'll bring Avodah Zarah into the house and it's your house. Bipnei Shem Machnis L'Seichei Avodah Zarah Kachavim, you bring inside Avodah Zarah Shenem, it says L'Savi Tevel Beisecha. So therefore, what you do, give them warehouses. Because warehouses, it's not common for them to bring an idol in or in a warehouse. Even if it is, it's not even kavua, mashenka, in your own house. And Teisa says that's the heter today to rent houses to goyim, is because even if they do bring in idols, it's not even kavua. Uvechol mokum, in every place, layaskilo, yasamerchitz, in every place. You shouldn't rent out a bathhouse to them because they'll keep it open on Shabbos, and everybody calls it Label's bathhouse or Shmedel's bathhouse. It's on your name. And therefore, people will think that you that it's your bathhouse, and the guy is working for you. Says the Gemara, my ain't tzarich loy mesodes. Why a field's more chomer than selling a house? Ilema mishum the izbe tati, because there's two sins involved. Chode, first of all, chanoyas karka, you're giving them a station in the land. Vechode, and another one, the kamafke lama maise, you're eliminating maise. Iyach, if so, botim nami ketarti. Houses also, you have two problems. Number one, chanoyas karka. Vechode, the kamafke lama mezuza. Aren't you, by letting a guy move in, aren't you eliminating the mitzvah mezuzah? Omer Rav Mishash, Rav Mishash said, by mezuzah, you're not eliminating anything. Mezuzah chayv esadari. There's no chiv on the house to have a mezuzah. The chiv is, if somebody lives there, that person who resides there has to put on a mezuzah. If nobody lives there, there's no mitzvah mezuzah. So by having a guy moving in, you're not eliminating the mitzvah mezuzah. There's never a mitzvah in the house that you're eliminating. Mashenkin on the land is a mitzvah. Anything that grows on this land in Israel, you have to give maaser. And by renting it out to a goy or selling it to a goy, you're eliminating the mitzvah of maaser.
So what about areas that you wouldn't be able to have produce as not maaser? It's a quarry. That's a soil.
So then it's not a soda. I'm talking about a soda. Soda you grow. Yeah. According to that mayor, you're allowed to rent, and according to that mayor, you're allowed to sell. Why does that mayor say you're not allowed to sell in Surya? Because we're geyser for Israel, Moshe Mechida, the Yisrael. You're a mayor saying in Yisrael, you're not allowed to sell, nor you're allowed to rent. So just like you're not allowed to sell in Surya because we're scared next time you sell in Yisrael, so we should also rule you're not allowed to rent in Surya because next time you rent in Yisrael, what's the difference? Nami Nigs answers the Gemara, he goof exated. In Eretz Yisrael itself, you're not allowed to sell because the Torah says, why aren't you allowed to rent in Eretz Yisrael? It's only exated Rabbanon. So you want that we shouldn't rent in Syria because you might rent in Eretz Yisrael. And if you rent in Eretz Yisrael, it's only in Eretz Rabbanon because you might sell. That's a double exated. And we have a rule, you don't make exated to exated. Goof exated, vana nekam, and Nigs exated, exated, we'll make exated to exated. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? What about renting a field? If you tell me you don't make a double gzera, you told me you're not allowed to rent a field out in Surya. Why aren't you allowed to rent a field out in Surya? Because you might rent in Yisrael. There's no issue in the Torah to rent in Yisrael, only in the Rabbanon. So what's the difference? Says the Gemara, v'haschire sade, the besudye, in Surya, you're not allowed to rent. And it's a double gzeda, gzeda le gzedi, because you might rent in Yisrael. And what's wrong with renting a field in Yisrael? With Rabbanon, we're scared next time you'll sell. No, so how come by a house we don't want to aser renting in Surya because you tell me it's a double gzeda? Yet we aser renting a field. What's the difference? Says the Gemara,
if you're in Syria, why would you automatically?
Because Syria is it was an annex. It's like it was annexed to Israel. It's a kibush yachid. But it had all the Jews of Israel mid the Rabbanon, not from the Torah. So the Gemara, hasam lav gzeiruhu. So the Gemara answers that Rameir, that itself is the argument Rameir and Rabbi Yossi. Rameir holds that Surya was Mamash et Yisrael. He holds that Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush.
All the Chiyuvim will be Chayv Deraisa in Surya?
Yeah. Somebody holds Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush. No, so how come then you're allowed to rent a house? One second. In Eretz Yisrael, you said you're not allowed to rent a house, and you're telling me Surya has the same thing like Yisrael, and that's why you're not allowed to rent a field. So why are you permitted to rent a house? What's the difference? So he explains. So did the East Bay Tarti the Ron decided that even though Surya is part of Yisrael, a Sodah that you have two chumras because you're giving them, if you sell them, you're giving them land in Yisrael. Plus, you're eliminating Maise, Gozer, Bay Rabbanu. Rabbanu decided to be Gozer in Surya. But in the Lesbo Tarti, like Gozer, Bay Rabbanu. They weren't Gozer in Surya. They were Gozer in Yisrael, but not in Surya. Says the Gemara, but then the third step is Chutz La'aretz. Over there, a mayor said you're allowed to sell houses, but fields you're only allowed to rent. Why? Why fields are only allowed to rent? Why can't you sell a field in Chutz La'aretz? It's so far removed from Yisrael. So the Gemara explains. So did the East Betarte, because I saw that again. There's two issues here when you sell land in Israel, that the Chanoya and you're limiting Maisa. Is Gozibu and Abbot, even in Chutz La'aretz, don't sell. Are bebotim the lesbo tarti houses which only is one a problem in Chutz La'aretz we weren't guys at all. The guys about Rabbanon. Says Rav Yitzi, I'm a bad Yisrael masking and botim. Rav Yitzi says in Yisrael they rent them out houses. My time, Rabbi Yossi is a step lower. He holds that in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to sell the Torah, says, but we weren't geyser. You're allowed to rent houses. You're not allowed to rent fields. But the house you're allowed to. My timer, why did this distinction between fields and houses? Again, he holds, we're not going to make a gzeda by a house because you're renting, you're not selling. But in the field, the tzadis, the izbu tarti, the two issues, gozubu rabbonin. Bought him houses, the lesbu tarti, loy gozubu rabbonin gozer. Uvis Surya Moichin, Rabbi Yossi goes a step further. He holds Surya allowed to sell. Why is he holds Surya allowed to sell? Because he will argue with Rabbi Meir. You, Rabbi Meir, holds that's kibush yachid shmei kibush. I hold kibush yachid loy shmei kibush. So Surya is only in the Rabbanon, like Eretz Yisrael. It's only an annexed country. Uvis Surya Moichin, my time, so he holds kibush yachid loy shmei kibush. So, hence, so did he be tarti? So there's two issues, gozbu Rabbanon. Bought him the lesbian tarti, like gozbu Rabbanon. And then Rabbi Yisrael Chutzlaris, you can do everything, you're allowed to sell whatever you want. My time of why, keep in the Mechik like as in it. So distant from Eretz Yisrael, we're not goyz. If we allow you to do this in Chutzlaris, you're going to make a mistake if you do this in Eretz Yisrael. You're allowed to eat tvu without truma ma'is in Chutzlaris. Are we going to say we should make a gzeirut rabbonim because in Israel you'll do this? Right now, it's a different country, everyone respects the differences and we're not worried. The halach is like Rabbi Yisrael. Now what? That you're allowed to sell, now this is interesting, you're allowed to sell houses to goyim in Chutzla Oretz. And then Rabbi Yisrael continues. Rabbi Yisrael says, you're allowed to sell a house to goy, provided you're allowed to sell a house to goy, but you're not allowed to sell three houses to goyim, because you're creating a neighborhood. And what's wrong with creating a neighborhood? We're scared that the goyim will take over and kill the Eden around them. Which means that basically you have two goyim, and then you own the house in between. You're not allowed to sell that house to a goy, because then you create a neighborhood and they will kill the Eden. So it's in Tavshin Chavtes, in Brooklyn, New York, there was a terrible plague. And as soon as the Schwarzer moved into a block, as soon as the Goy moved into a block, everybody ran. The Jews then had the Golos mentality, was so strong that, like, East Flatbush, like, overnight became a black neighborhood. Crown Heights was becoming the same thing. And Borough Park was being threatened, same thing, everywhere. As soon as a non-Jew moved in the block, everybody ran away. So they wrote two strong letters, very strong letters, and they posted and printed everywhere. Basically, a pihaloch, you're not allowed to sell to a Goy. If he's a Jewish block, you're not allowed to sell to a Goy. One of the things that we talked about was this thing over here. And the other thing we were talking about was Gzela, because what happened was the price of the real estate deflated. If the house was $50,000 before, and now it's $25,000. Because nobody wanted to move in. So, and that Baruch Hashem stopped everything. So Borough Park stopped, Williamsburg was saved, and Crown Heights took a long time, but Baruch Hashem was flourishing. But this is kind of Liyasa Shchuna, you shouldn't make a Shchuna. The Kamba Shchuna, what's considered a neighborhood? Tana Bilan, a Shchuna of Chusim Shlashmi Adam. A Shchuna of minimum of three people. The Lach, Dilma Solochaida, even if you sell to one guy a big property, why aren't you worried he'll strata title it and subdivide it to three properties and then sell it to three guy? Well, Lach, Dilma Ozla Hai Yisrael, Mazmin Lachado, he'll sell to one guy. Well, Ozla Hai, Yechum Mazmin Lachado, and then he will turn around, subdivide it into three parts, keep one for himself, and sell two to other guy. So, Lachaida, you still, I say, how can you even sell one property to guy? Maybe he'll subdivide it. I'm selling to a guy one which I'm allowed to. What are you worried? The guy now will turn something else. It's not a problem. Now really, the taste already says, now they're it's not really lifnei even here because the guy's allowed to sell to a guy. It's no problem. So it's just a sort of a euphemism, not literally lifnei lifnei. If you remember, we learned the taste last time, machlek is if there is lifnei lifnei by Eid or not. Then the Mishnah says, even in the place where the minig is that you rent out, don't rent a house, but rent a warehouse. So even the place the minig is, according to Rabbi Yossi, you rent everywhere. There's no place that you don't rent. Even at Yisrael, you're allowed to rent. Must be that this segment of the Mishnah was written by Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, Miklal the Ikuduch to the Leimaygi. Must be the R areas that you don't rent to. Must be the stomach of Rabbi Meir. This Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi, Becholduch the Maygi. Rabbi Yossi holds everywhere you rent. Must be Rabbi Yossi. Now, the next Gemara, if somebody would want to know Hilcha Shabbos, how do you know if you're allowed to have a goy working for you on Shabbos in your house and doing things for you in the house, building your house, renovating your house on Shabbos? How would you know? You would think you'd learn to set a Shabbos somewhere. Actually, the sugya is right here in Avodah Zarah, at the end of the first page, which is pretty amazing. And big machlekes in halacha, so one of the hardest simanim in Shulchan Aruch in Hilcha Shabbos. So at least we'll do the Rashi's. You should never rent to a goy. Tanya, we learn, we talk about the merchitz. Don't rent the merchitz to a goy because everybody refers to it as the Jew's merchitz. So even though it's not yours, you rent it to a goy, it's maris ayin that people will say, oh, the goy is working for you. Says the Gemara, Tanya, we learned, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Lo yizkir adam mechot shalai v'chavma, each should not rent out his merchets to a goy, mipnei shenikra al shmoy, because it's called your merchets, v'oivet kachavim ze oise boi melocha, and this guy will continuously work there, b'shabbosas uvi yamim toivim, he'll work there in Shabbos and Yontiv, and people will think that he's working for you. So there's a question of modest ayin, and you're going to cheap and devalue the whole Shabbos. Avol lukusi, so Gemara makes a diuk. Yidavka stressing, don't rent it to a goy. Sounds like Tokusi allowed to. Now, Kusi kept the dinim in the Torah, and they did not keep dinim not in the Torah. Things which you learned, like tzlukim, they became like tzlukim, but things that are in the Torah, then they did listen to Rabban. So they were better than tzlukim. Tzlukim never listened to Rabban. Like Shabbos, they listened to everything that Rabban said, what Shabbos is. But other things, for example, Cholamoy, not working, they didn't listen to Rabban. Where's the same Torah in the word Cholamoy?
Tzedukim and Baitusim start off as Yidden and they went off to follow Tzedek and Baitus, and the Kusim are Goyim.
Yeah, but no, the Kusim were Gaiden. The question is, when we say that Kusim did not follow the Rabbanon, is it just like Tzedek and Baitus? And we say no. I'm thinking, remember we had a few places in Pesach and other places that those things that they kept, they were frumer than the Yidden.
Yeah.
You know, a matzah of a Kusi is kosher, only they did it for themselves. They didn't believe the thing either, but they believed other things. So Shabbos, they follow properly. So we're not worried if you rent a Merchus to a Kusi, that he will be Mechal Shabbat. He won't. But he'll work out in Cholamoid. And you're not allowed to work in Cholamoid. And people say, oh, the Seder Shemerchus is working in Cholamoid. Says the Gemara, so Aval Kusi, Ma, you seem to be telling me Kusi allowed to. Shadi, oh, Lechayr Kusi, Amen. Avi Be Melacha, Bechayr Shalmoid. Lechayr, he will work in Cholamoid. And people are going to say that that the Eid is working, says the Gemara, that's not a problem. We also work in Chalamayid. No issue. We also work in Chalamayid. There's no issue. Since we would ourselves had a mechav, we're allowed to, so there's no issue. So what's the big deal? Rashi. Kusi, loy ovid melacha b'shabbos. He won't do any melacha b'shabbos. He'll have to rent out a mechav and talk kusi because he won't, you know, there's no problem. Avod b'chayla shalmayid, ovi, but he will work a chayla shalmayid, the lemidr, seifim lechayshi. He doesn't believe in things which only come from the Rabbanon. Even if it's from the Torah, but if the only basis is the Rabbanon dash and some you know, pasik, some remote pasik, they're not going to accept it. We're also allowed to warm up mechatzais. No issue. Okay. Says the Maravita. Avol sadeyu. Now, so you're telling me you're not allowed to rent your merchitz to a goy. Sounds like, but you're allowed to rent your field to a goy. Why? Because the goy is going to be plowing the field, planting the field on Shabbos, and they're going to say that he's working for the Yid. Talking about Avos, so there you like Rechavim my shari. You're allowed to rent a field to goy. Why? My time. What's the reason? Answers the Gemara. Arisa arisuse ka'ovid. The most prevalent form of work in a Jew's field was the idea of a sharecropper. A sharecropper gets a share in the divide. Divides the profit, a half, a third, or a quarter. So when he is working the field, he's working totally for his half or for his third, his quarter. I.e. benefits. So what? He's not working for you. He's working for himself. An artist is allowed to work on Shabbos because he's working for himself. Therefore, and most people will assume that he's an artist. So even if you rent it to him, what are people going to assume? They see him working in your field. They're going to think that he's a sharecropper. Because that's generally how it was done. So therefore, there's no problem. Marasayin. Remember, the whole problem is only marasayin. Because you're renting it to him. He's not working for you. He's not working at all.
If he didn't work, he wouldn't get the profits.
It doesn't matter. He's working 100% so that he can get his half share.
He's running his business.
Exactly. He's running
a
business. So why can't you rent out a merchus to a goy? And people will say, people say that he has a share in the profits, is a chelik in the business. Says the Gemara, because it's not the way it's done. Arisa, the merchus avdin she. People generally, when they are merchus, they hire somebody to work for them. But in the field, because there's a lot of work involved, and you want the guy really to put a lot of effort, not the 9-to-5 job, so therefore you give him a chelik in the profits.
Everyone knows
whose field that is.
The
a field also. Your house. Everyone knows whose house this is. Everyone knows the field it is. Let's do Rashi. Rashi. I was today like Yechavim Shadi Lahaske to rent. Hechad Lekel Lemeches Lechanoiz Karka. Only renting. Well, there's no issue that you're giving him a share in the land. Kigoyin Chutzlaretz. Let's say Chutzlaretz. Remember, I said before, renting a field, you're not allowed to rent in Eretz Yisrael because of Gzeda. We're not talking about Eretz Yisrael now. We're talking about Chutzlaretz. To rent the field, you're allowed to rent the field to a goy in Chutzlaretz, but the problem is Shabbos. But not a problem because Oretz. V'avapi shenikras al shmoy. Everyone knows that this farm belongs to whatever that yid. Lo chashdi lei. Nobody will suspect that he is working for you. De lehevei oyve kachavim shluchai. That he's working for you. He's a shliach. El Amri Arisahu. They will say that he's a sharecropper. V'kibla olav lemechta l'shlish reviyah v'olav mutilasa. You have to do. Let's just do a little bit of taste of that Arisa Arisusigav, because there's a big machlekes here based solely on this Gemara. So an order is he allowed to? Says Tesis Arisa Arisusigavit. Pasik Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam rules that the halacha that Shimon ben Gamliel the Amor says Arisa Arisusik Ka'ovid, that a goy can work in your field, because even if he's not your artist, as long as he's not your shliach, people, he's working for himself, for you, people will think that he's an artist, no problem. Therefore, he says Umotoich kach hitil Yisrael, he allowed Eden Shenosan beisei lasas bekablonos. If you hire a contractor to renovate your house, to build your house in the middle of Caulfield, right on Shabbos. If you're going to give him $100,000 for the whole project, he can, no matter how long or quick he does, it's up to him. But you're allowed to leave the boy on Philip Shabbos. He's no worse than an Aris. In fact, he's better than an Aris. In the case of an Aris, 50% of it is for himself, but 50% for you. And yet it's all right, because we say he's working 100% for his 50%. Surely a Kablanos, he's working 100% for himself. He wants his money. He won't get it unless he finishes the job. So therefore, he's 100% for himself. It's a Kavuchayman. Hash ta Arisas. So the Shechay, like Yisrael Mishvach. That he's allowed to. Kablon is solely he's working for himself. The guy hurries up, it's up to him. The name of Kablon, Kablonusi Ka'avid. So the Rabbein Tam passes clearly based on this Gemara here that Kablon is permitted in the middle of the Jewish neighborhood. Okay? And there's a whole bunch of, let's just finish. There's a whole bunch of rayas. Let's skip now. In the middle of the page, you'll see there's two dots as at Kanshitz Rabbeinu Tam, right in the middle. The last of the line is the Kablonus. You see it? Four words before that. But Rabbi Yitzchak, your taste is a little probably different. Rabbi Yitzchak Pidish, the Kablonus, the buy is also. The re hold, you're not allowed to do Kablonus, renovating a house or anything, you're not allowed to if it's in a Jewish area. And he rejected every single Rai Rabbeinu Tam. And basically what he says is that when are you allowed to do kablonos if it's outside the Jewish area? Remember, the whole thing's malas ayin here. The fact is there's no problem because he's working for himself. The problem is how people perceive it. So if it's outside the tchum of a Jewish area, you're allowed to. But if it's in the tchum of a Jewish area, you're not allowed to, because it is a malas ayin that people will think that he's working for you. It's a schir yoyim, because that's generally how people work. And then Taisa concludes, go to the bottom of Taisa. Taisa says, we should have been time. Oh, yeah, sorry, about 5 lines from the end of the taste, 6 lines of the tastes. First of the lines, Arisuse Ka'ovid, Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam. Afa Pisha Hokkabi Kibailis, even though he was so make up by Kablonas, he's allowed to do whatever you want. Hichmir al Atzmai, when he came to his own personal life, he was very machmir. Ukishabana Beise, when he built his own house, and probably lived in the Jewish neighborhood, Loiniach Oivik Chavim Livnit Vishabbos. He did not let the goy work on Shabbos. Af al pi shahoya oisim be kablonis, even though they did in the way of kablonis. He followed his nephew, the Ri. Okay, let's continue back to Yimar.
Isn't there a difference? Because with the Kablon, he doesn't get money from the work. He actually takes the produce and he can sell it himself.
So he's artist or a Kablon?
Sorry, an artist.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yes, the whole relationship.
Okay, let's continue. What you just raised, let's continue. Taisus, one more line, Taisus. But Haram, Hoyenais and Tam, that's the mayor, Rabbeinu Tam's father, he would say.
Which Rabbeinu Moshe?
Okay. Many times, it's a mayor. How do you know it's Rabbeinu Moshe? Redam, the Hochi Mutter by Arisa, you know why it's Mutter by Arisa? The Kivan She'enu Neutel Moyes Bescharri, the artist does not take money. He doesn't get a wage or anything. El neitel begufa karka, because he takes, like you were just saying, he takes fruits, produce. Domi l'shutif. He's not a wage. He's not an earner. He's not a worker. He is a partner, and therefore, because he's a partner, he's allowed to. Aber bekablonos de bayis over there neitel moy b'chad. He gets paid money. Okay, it's a different system than a normal wage earner, but he gets money. Lehavik eshutif. That's why a kablonos is also. It's not a partner, but also. But according to that mayor, according to that Ram, whoever that is, there will be also even a Goyish neighborhood. There will be also even a Goyish neighborhood, Kabbalah. This makes no difference where you are. So we have three opinions.
So they're not Rabbeinu focusing Tam, on Marasayin. He's focusing on
the
Bible.
Yeah, the guy's working. Looks like a Shliach. He's working for you. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, Kabbalah is a Mutter because he's working for himself. He's even better than Oris. He's working 100% for himself. I'm not worried about what people look. And the Shulchan Aruch already explains that Rabbeinu Tam was talking about it was common. And in fact, today, Most renovators also work that way. They don't work on, you don't pay them by the day, you go broke. You pay them by the job, and they do it as they do it. So today, most people are kabbalists. So many times, 100%, you can have them working in the middle of Caulfield. According to the no way. In a Jewish neighbor, you're not allowed to because of Marasai. And according to the Ram, even a Goyish neighbor, you're not allowed to. Because it is like a form of shlichus. Okay, let's go back to Gemara.
You also have level of people who put together a builder to build two units. One you can sell and one you can keep under your house.
Yeah.
So clearly, then really, it's a bit more like a business thing.
The builder keeps the second unit.
Yeah, and he sells it. And you get your house for nothing, and he gets
only by a field because Arisa Kova, because everybody knows that. What you're saying now is a special or unique arrangement. Let's go back to Gemara. So that was Hashim ben Gamliel. So Hashim ben Gamliel says he's the one who brings the whole idea of others. Comes along now another Braisa, Tanya, Hashim ben Lazar Aymer. He says, La Yaskir Adam Sod Lukusi, don't rent out a field to a Kusi. Don't rent a field to a Kusi, Mipnei Nikras Al Shmoi. Don't rent a field to a Kusi now. Now we're talking about a Kusi. Because people say it's your field. And what's wrong? The Kusi is the Oysa Melacha B'chol Shemoyed. And the Kusi will work in the field on Chol HaMoed. Buy a bathhouse. So why do the Kusi work in the bathhouse? The Jew is allowed to do the same thing he is. So, but a field, you're not allowed to work on the field on Chol HaMoed. So you're not allowed to work on it. So therefore you're not allowed to have a Kusi because it looks like it's working for you. Freddy Gemore sounds like a Kusi you're not allowed to. Avol Oyvi Gechavi Mai Shori. Why a goy allowed to luchad chol moed not work? Why you allowed to rent to a goy? Because everyone knows that a goy is what is like an oris, a sharecropper. We just said before, if you allowed to work in Shabbat, you're allowed to work in chol moed. My shari, the amri arisa arisusi avid. New York is an amri arisa arisusi. Why by a kusi won't we say the same thing that he's merely a sharecropper there? Why by a goy we allow him to work there, we allow to rent? Because on Shabbos or chol moed we'll treat him as a sharecropper. So why a kusi won't we say the same thing? He's a sharecropper. Answers the Gemara, Adi Susa, Lerab Shimelazel Lesla. He doesn't believe in the whole idea of sharecropper. No, so how come he holds your ladder rent to a goy? So the Chayda on Shabbos, people think he's working for you. Ella Oide, Kachavi, my time a mut. Very interesting what the Gemara says here. According to Rabbi Shimelazel, you know why you're allowed to have a goy work renting a goy to a goy? You know why you're allowed to? Because you can tell the goy, don't work on Shabbos, and he listens. Goyim listen to Yidden. You'll tell him, don't work for me in Shabbos. Don't work this field in Shabbos. I'm renting you the field, but now that you have to leave at Shabbos, go. And you're not allowed to work at Chol HaMoed. V'tayis. And the guy will listen. But Kusi, if you go to a Kusi and say, look, I'm renting the field, but Shabbos he won't work. We know he keeps Shabbos. But we'll tell him, don't do a Chol HaMoed. He won't listen. Amrinalei v'tayis. Sorry. Pretty much, I'm going to ask a question. Kusi amrinalei v'tayis. He'll listen. No, Kusi v'tayis. You know why? The Amari says, Ano gamir not feminach. I know better than you. He doesn't believe in what the Chacham says about Chol HaMoed. It's like it says in the Tshuvas that you should better to have a Goyish nanny in the house than a Yiddish nanny who's not from. Because Yiddish nanny is not from. He says, I'm Jewish, I know what to do, and she'll make it mess everything up. A Goy doesn't know, and they'll listen to whatever you tell them. This is milk and flesh, don't touch, whatever, don't mix. Says the Gemara. So therefore, Kusi, a Goy, so he doesn't believe in this Aris business at all. So if you don't believe in Aris, then you don't believe in Kablanus, and that means you argue that you're not allowed to give Kablanus even in a Goyish place. You don't have a guy working, whatever. He doesn't believe in the Kabbalah business, but he believes a guy will listen to you, won't do it on Shabbos, and of course he won't listen to Chol HaMoed. So my idiot. So what does it have to do with Nishikras Shema? What are you telling me the reason why you're not allowed to rent it to Kusi is? Because he will work on Chol HaMoed and that people think it's you. Worse, since a Kusi is not allowed to work Chol HaMoed, live in the Iver. You're able to live in the Iver. Tape a glaim, Mishum, live in the Iver, sit in Mishum. Forget the fact that people think that he's working for you on Chol HaMoed. Worse, since you're not allowed to work on Chol HaMoed, and you just enabled him to work by giving him the farm, you're able to use him, Mishum. So you want to say, you're right. What we're saying is two reasons. Chodl, first of all, Mishum Lifnei Yivir, and you're not allowed to rent it to a guy. Number two, Mineshini Kras Al Shmoi. Now, big machlekes over here based on this Gemara. I'll just show you, this Gemara is a very lumnish Gemara. Big machlekes Gemara is like this. Is the Isra of working on Chol HaMoed the Raisa or the Rabbanan? Cases here brings two opinions. Whether the Isra, if you hold the Isra, and the Nafkamina is Lifnei Iver. If you hold the Isra working at Chol HaMoed is only Midrabbanan, which many of the Shoyim hold is only also Midrabbanan. So where's Lifnei Iver come in? Is a raya that there's a big machlek is a Shoyim, is the Lifnei Iver Mahatoida if I make you over an Isra Rabbanan? If I make, let's say, over, let's say, Bishalakum, Cholabakum, Pasak, whatever, if I make you over one of these Avedis, which is Rabbanan, and I gave it you to eat, am I over Lifnei Iver Mahatoida? So from this Gemara, this is the basis that it is. If you hold that Isra of working Chol HaMoed is only the Rabbanan, and yet the Gemara said, why do you have to tell me because it looks like it's only Isra Rabbanan, and it's a much stronger Isra, Isra of the title of Neiver. Clearly, that why? Because the Poil is an Iver. Any stumbling block in front of a person, is Oivel Lifnei Iver. This is a stumbling block. So who cares if the Issa is only the Rabbanon? The fact is, I don't want this. I shouldn't be doing this. And you just place a stumbling block. You are Oivel and Issa the Raisa to an Issa the Rabbanon. Which proves that Lifnei Iver does not mean that I have a chelik in your Aveda, because your Aveda is a Chakos Rabbanon. How can my Aveda be my Aveda? Is that I, Lifnei Iver, must be a separate Aveda. So if you hold Lifnei Iver as a separate Aveda, Lifnei Iver, you're Oivel Mahatayra, even with the guy's Osir Rabbanon, and the basis for that is right here, Cholomoy. But if you hold the Cholomoy is the Raisa, like Rashi says in my cotton, Issa working Cholomoy is the Raisa, and there's no Raif me. Lifnei Iver is Mahatayra, because you help the guy do it, Issa the Raisa. Okay? And then tomorrow, continue about working together, have a Gosha partner, open a shop.